The American Astronomical Society meeting in Washington, D.C. wrapped up today with an announcement we couldn't resist. Scientists from Johns Hopkins University said that at 9:20 a.m., they would reveal the color of the universe. NPR's Richard Harris showed up to learn the answer.
If you're at a scientific meeting and want to look for the offbeat ideas, head out to the poster sessions. There, scientists who didn't make the cut to give actual talks still have a chance to display their work in poster form, tacked up on bulletin boards. The scientists stand by their posters, like sidewalk vendors, waiting for someone to stop and look at their wares. This morning, a scientist in a green shirt was standing next to poster 160.11, grandly titled,
Constraints on Cosmic Star Formation History from the Cosmic Spectrum.
Ivan Baldry is a postdoctoral researcher at Johns Hopkins University. At first blush, his paper looks like a solid but not at all surprising result having to do with the evolution of galaxies.
We conclude that the star formation rate today is lower than it was in the past, and now the universe is running out of gas to form stars.
Astronomers weren't exactly lining up to read this conclusion. Even so, his poster had attracted a crowd of reporters. They were all coming to look at a small square of color, a curious byproduct of this research. In the course of this study, Baldry and his collaborators had amassed detailed light measurements from 150,000 galaxies. They realized that if they simply summed up all those measurements, they might be able to say something about the average wavelength, or color, of the light coming from their huge sample of objects in the universe.
Imagine putting all the light from the universe through a prism, and you'd see the colors of the rainbow.
He says if you consider how the human eye would take that particular palette of colors and add them all together, it would end up perceiving one dominant color.
You get a color that's fairly close to white in some ways, but our eye sees it as turquoise.
Well, the universal tint is not exactly turquoise. It's more like a mix of that horrid institutional green of the 1950s and the way too trendy teal of the 1990s.
It's somewhere between pale turquoise and medium aquamarine.
Now, if you don't instantly see that the universe is turquoise, don't worry. Some professionals have a bit of trouble with this, too, like Kenneth Brescher, an astronomer at Boston University.
What color does the universe look? Well, you go out at night and you look. It looks by and large black, and there are little white dots on it.
The question is, what happens if you could tinker with the brightness of those white dots? They're so dim, our eyes simply can't perceive any color at all on them. Brescher says if you made them dazzle, they'd still look white. He says the only time you might be able to see any color is if you could brighten them just enough to pick up some faint tone.
Then it might appear that there's a slight tint to it, but by and large it would appear white.
Brescher says perception of color all has to do with the human eye. And he says these days, astronomers don't actually peer through telescopes with their eyes. The instruments are hooked up to electronic detectors that print out charts and graphs of light wavelengths.
So the question of what color something is essentially never comes up in doing modern astronomy. There's no eye there, and therefore there's no color.
The researchers at Johns Hopkins have dared to step back from their instruments and ponder what the data on a chart would look like if, in fact, we could see it. The answer is arguably more metaphorical than technical, but then again, the answer may resonate more for poets than for astronomers. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see the color of the universe. It's on our website, npr.org.